Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
In the studio this afternoon, we have guests in the studio. We have Martha.
Hello.
We have Martha and we have Keris.
Hello.
So, you are part of the Isle of Wight Biosphere Festival, ladies.
Mm-hmm, that's right, yes, starting this Saturday.
Oh, how exciting. Mm-hmm. Tell us what the Isle of Wight Biosphere Festival is all about.
So, it started off as being a way of celebrating and recognising the fact that we got this amazing UNESCO Biosphere Reserve status 7 years ago. Actually, 7 years ago last week was our birthday. And it's turned into like a really amazing celebration of community. So it's obviously focused around all the things that happen on the island to support and conserve nature and wildlife, but also the sort of the culture of the island and what makes it so special in that regard. So the community is really important to it too.
Fabulous. Now the biosphere itself, as you say, has been around. It's its seventh birthday now. What does that actually mean for those that don't know?
Well, in terms of how UNESCO conceive it, a biosphere reserve is a place that has a really unique combination of both landscape and wildlife, the environment, but also people. Like it's not a sort of a protectorate in the sense that it's a sort of wildlife that stands alone and you must conserve it. It's recognised as areas of real innovation in terms of sustainable living, and they saw that in the island. They saw that we were a place where there are both sort of pressures on the landscape, pressures on the environment, but that there was a lot of people here working to sort of protect that for the future in quite interesting ways.
That's just great, isn't it? Because the island is an innovative place, isn't it? It's an unusual place, I have to say, for those that haven't been here. But, you know, do come along, visit the Isle of Wight. Why not?
Well, we actually have ferry discounts available as part of the Biosphere.
Indeed you do. So tell us what's going to be going on.
So we have lots of things going on. There's over 100 events taking place over the 9 days. So they range in theme massively. So we've got walks, talks, workshops, craft activities, open days. There really is something for everyone. And the events take place all over the island. So no matter where you're from on the island, there's something near you. Over 60 of the events are free, if not low cost. So there really is something for everyone all across the island.
That's great, isn't it?
So, yeah, Martha and Keris are here to chat to us about the Isle of Wight Biosphere Festival, which is running from 27th June until 5th July. So would you like to tell us a bit about a few of the events? We've got a big programme that's got so many, too many to talk about.
I know, it's amazing, isn't it? It's over 100 events. Like, what are your favourites at the moment, Keris?
My favourite events are the ones aimed at young people. I think on the island it can be difficult for young people to find things to do.
Yeah.
So we have a whole host of events aimed specifically at young people. We've got a zine making workshop on the first weekend of the festival. So that's Saturday the 27th and Sunday the 28th. That's aimed at young people between the ages of 18 and 30.
Yeah.
We have a nature safari going on the second weekend of the festival. So that's an opportunity for young people to do some citizen science, get hands-on skills, meet new people. We've also got a game going on in Newport made by young people at the port. So that's made by young people for young people. That goes on throughout the entire festival, and it kind of turns Newport into a living game world. So I think they're my favourite.
Oh, that sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds really good.
And lots for even younger kids. If their families are looking for something to do, particularly on the weekends, lots of the libraries have got different things, from like crafting to a bit of gardening. There's the nature walk with Kathy Grogan and National Landscapes. So that's Byways and Birdsong on the final week. And that's free as well. So there's quite a lot of free things to do. I'm quite interested in the sort of strand of contemplative sort of things that we've got, things where you're connecting to nature through, there's ocean flow yoga, there's mindfulness workshops, and then through poetry as well. We've got a few poetry workshops. So one around of wool and weaving, and another one about writing back to nature with a local poet.
Oh, that sounds fabulous, doesn't it?
That's amazing.
Yeah. The one that I really would like to go-to is the Music of Plants.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to one similar before, and it's such an amazing thing. And this is there's one on Sunday, the 28th, with Anna Marie Sacchini and Lucia Para. That's Harp on White, and it's going to be at the Ventnor Botanic Gardens. It's only £3.
So much is so, even the stuff that isn't free is very cheap, very reasonable. In terms of other performances, we've got a voice and dance performance called Ebb and Flow, which is going to be about the tides of the Medina. But there's a lot of the things that you'd expect, sort of like there's a bat walk, and then there's a bio blitz, there's some stuff around history and archaeology, there's a whole strand of things going on in Grammar's Wood in Bryston, run by this group calling themselves the Witwara. And then things around farming, conservation, and three screenings of the People's Emergency Briefing, which is a chance to hear from the scientists about climate change and have a discussion about local action. There's just too much to mention, but have a look at the programme.
There's just so much. And from the point of view of particular things in the festival, what would you be going to? What would be your absolute favourite one that you're not going to miss? I know that's a difficult question.
The thing that I'm really looking forward to is sold out, so I shouldn't really tell you about that. It was a UV night walk looking at things under the UV lamp, so people can try that for themselves. But I'm really excited about this final weekend. We've got a bunch of things happening at Kelbourne Watermill. On the first day, a bio blitz, so it's people going out and seeing what species that they can record, and then the second day is, as Keris was just saying, is that focused at a younger audience. And I love being out in nature, but I also love learning about insects and plants and learning how to identify them. And I'm still quite a newcomer to that, so I'm really looking forward to learning from some of the experts at that event.
That's great, isn't it? I mean, Keris, I know you've talked already about the ones that you really like, but are you going to any particular ones?
I'm looking forward to so many, and there's so many to choose from. One I'm also looking forward to is the Nurdle Hunt taking place on Saturday the 4th of July. That one's in Bembridge. I think that'll be a fun one to get to, a way to make a positive impact on the island practical.
Indeed, because those nurdles say they're found on pretty much every beach, and they're little bits of plastic, aren't they? So every now and then, Planet Aware,
doing an amazing job.
They do nurdle walks to try and remove as much of that as possible from the beach.
Well, they're doing that, and they're also doing a beach clean on the very last event at the festival. I think is a beach clean at beautiful Watershoot Bay that also ends up getting a lot of kind of marine debris turning up at it.
So
that's quite a good way of getting hands on and doing something really useful.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just an amazing festival, and I just want to say congratulate you all because you've done some sterling work.
Thank you. Well, for anyone who's not aware of it, please go to www.iwbiosphere.org and you'll find all the information in the programme there.
Thank you so much for popping in today, both of you, and we wish you well. And if you want to come and see somebody from Vectis Radio, it's me, Kitty. I'm going to only be at the FOCAS, that's the Focus on Conservation and Science, and that's going to be at the Wild Heart Animal Sanctuary on Saturday and Sunday. So, thank you so much.